is Bro Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7. The Vatican says the Pope has had two episodes of acute respiratory failure. Doctors in Rome had to perform two bronchoscopies to deal with a build-up of mucus in the 88-year-old's lungs. Officials say the pontiff needs help with his breathing again, but remains vigilant. Donald Trump's once again criticised Volodymyr Zelensky, accusing him of not wanting peace with Russia. The US president slammed the Ukrainian leader for saying an end to the conflict is very, very far away. It follows a row in front of the American media when White House officials accused Mr. Zelensky of not being thankful enough for their support. But Sir Laurie Bristow, a former UK ambassador to Russia, says the focus needs to be put on the Kremlin instead.
There is no world in which Mr. Putin will agree to NATO forces being based in Ukraine. Where we need to get to on that is to make it essentially his least bad option, because continuing the war is just too expensive for him.
Two people have died after a car rammed into crowds in western Germany. A suspect's been arrested following the incident in Mannheim earlier. Unidentified skeletal remains have been found in Stoke-on-Trent. They were discovered by a member of the public near Festival Park yesterday. Almost 600 migrants crossed the Channel in small boats yesterday. That's the highest number to arrive in the UK this way on a single day so far this year. Our correspondent, Matthew Thompson, says it takes the total number of 2025 arrivals to 2,716.
That is considerably higher than it was by this stage of last year, but 20% higher. But actually a little lower, 8% lower than it was back in 2023. Anytime a single one of these boats enters the water, well, the consequences can be deadly.
And the final place in the quarterfinals of the FA Cup's on the line. Nottingham Forest hosts Ipswich. That's the latest.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. A hit-and-run driver who struck a five-year-old girl in Cardiff has been jailed. Casey Wilson escaped serious injury while she was riding her scooter near her school nearly a year ago. Cardiff Crown Court heard Curtis Dwyer later abandoned his vehicle after the collision. He was given a 14-month sentence after pleading guilty to dangerous driving. Two men are in custody after a woman's body was found at her home in Swansea. Police discovered the body of Leanne Williams in Townhill last Thursday. The 47-year-old had suffered injuries consistent with an assault. Detectives say they're trying to piece together her last known movements and are appealing for information. A fishing boat has been rescued after it got into trouble off Summerhouse Bay near Charleston. The stricken vessel was taken safely to Bowie Harbour yesterday by the RNLI's local all-weather lifeboat. It's been a busy weekend for lifeboat crews, who also rescued a paddleboarder off Jackson's Bay, while two people were cut off by the tide near Penarth. Pupils at St Appan Primary School have spent their first day back in the classroom. Part of the school suffered extensive damage following a fire last month. Fell Council says it's still offering support to anyone who needs it while work continues on making the school safe. And Gilaint Jarman has died at the age of 74. The renowned Welsh singer and poet, originally from Denbighshire, spent most of his life in Cardiff. His career spanned over six decades, helping to pave the way for contemporary Welsh rock, ska and reggae. There'll be a special tribute on our sister station Bro Radio Extra tonight at 7. In sport, Alan Sheehan says he's interested in talking about becoming Swansea City's manager in the long term. The caretaker boss has been told he'll remain in charge until the next international break. The Swans visit Preston in the Championship tomorrow night.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's Monday, the 3rd of March, so it's time for your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And what have we got on the show this week? So we're going to be looking at the local football that's taking place around the Vale. We're going to be having a recap of what's been happening in the international football with the women in action in the Women's Nations League. We're going to be bringing you the action from around the Vale with your local rugby teams. We're also going to be checking in on how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on in their Elite Hockey League action. We're going to have a little build-up towards the Six Nations, and we're going to be discussing a rule change to football that might make things a little bit more exciting. All that to come here at Bro.
The day is dawning on a Texas Sunday morning. How I long to be there with Marie, who's waiting for me there. Every lonely city where I hang my hat ain't as half as pretty as where my baby's at. Is this the way to a church bell ringing, hear the song of joy that it's singing for the sweet Maria and the guy who's coming to see her. Just beyond the highway there's an open plain, and it keeps me going through the wind and rain. Is this the way to
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler, at Bro Radio. So, let's kick things off with football. And Barrytown United kicked off the run into their ADRAM Premier League campaign with a goalless draw at Swansea. It's the third time this season Stephen McArthur Campbell's side have held out for a point against six-time league champions. Swansea were looking to bounce back following their surprise midweek defeat to Wrexham, which saw them lose out a place in the Championship Conference. But it was Jamie Sherwood's side who produced most of the few chances to break any deadlock, with only keeper Molly Anson standing in the way to deny hosts any leeway. Barry weren't without their chances in the first half, with both Erin Murray and Ingrid Adland shooting wide during the first half.
Kira Harris narrowly missed a header at close range after the break. Well, the pick of the chances saw Jasmine Turner go inches wide of beating keeper Charlotte Haynes. Amelia Herbert saw her chance tipped over the bar in the closing stages as the game ebbed out, while Lucy Atwood came off the subs bench for her first appearance in 3 months, recovering from an injury. Barrier second in the plate conference and sixth overall, as attention now turned to Sunday's home game with Aberystwyth Town, and that's at Jenner Park or at 2:30 kickoff. And the Barry Town United play in the Cymru Premier against Britton Ferry away on Friday. And we're going to now dip into the Cymru South. So in the Cymru South, 10-man Lantwit Major earned a 1-1 draw at Penrith Harbour Rangers on St David's Day. Major, who have won their last 3 league games, played out a goalless first half with keeper Riley Allen making some crucial saves to keep out a Khyber side fighting to avoid relegation. But the hosts finally made a breakthrough on 76 minutes when sub Harvey Hughes teed up midfielder Joe Jenkins to fire past Allen. Major went a man down 5 minutes later as Rhys Llewellyn saw a second yellow card. But against the run of play, Johan Emmanuel teed up Jake Barrow to grab the equaliser for the visitors on 85 minutes. Khyber hit the woodwork in the dying stages as they scrambled for a winner, but Lantwit held out and remained fifth in the table and unbeaten in 2025 so far. So with just 5 games to go of the season, Lantwit entertain Baglan Dragons at Windmill Lane next Saturday. And also in the Cymru South, Kyra Ely were in action and they beat Tafts Wells 3-1 at home. Paul suddenly opened the scoring for Kyra Ely and George Shepherd made it 2-0 at half time. Tafts Wells pulled one back in the second half, but Jack Ashford restored the 2-goal cushion for Kyra Ely, and that's where the game ended. So Kyra Ely are currently sitting 10th in the Cymru South, and next for them is an away trip on Friday to Llanelli. So we're going to bring you the pick of the football results from around the Vale next on Bro.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
A workplace with less dirt, less mess and less germs is a workplace with More Cleaning. Because More Cleaning are the trusted, reliable and professional cleaners who take pride in keeping workplaces and commercial premises clean and well-maintained. Our business is keeping your business looking neat and tidy. Find out more at More. That's morcleaning.co.uk and check out our 5-star reviews on Google. More Cleaning. Multi-award-winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website parkfunerals.co.uk or call us on 01446 421 212 and our caring team will help you.
Are your feet holding you back? Then visit the Vale Foot Clinic for all your podiatry and chiropody needs. We are HCPC registered podiatrists that have been caring for the Vale for over a decade, offering a number of services including gait analysis, shockwave therapy and highly effective treatments for verruca and ingrown nails. With clinics in Barry and Dinas, visit the Vale Foot Clinic for professional, client-centred treatment. Call to book on 01446 677 117 or visit podiatrywales.co.uk.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston.
The Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
The garden was blessed by the gods of me and you. We had a wish for to find ourselves some truth. Oh, what you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? We counted all our reasons, excuses that we made. We found ourselves some treasure and threw it all away. Oh, what you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? When I dance alone and the sun's beating down, blame it on me. When I lose control and the veil's over you, blame it on me. What you waiting for? No, what you tide of blossom, caught in the carnival. Your confidence forgotten, I see the gypsies roll. Oh, what you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? When I dance alone and the sun's beating down, blame it all.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler, on Bro Radio. So, back into some more football action, and Dinas Powers were in cup action on Saturday, beating Rada Rangers 3-0. All the goals came in the second half. Keelan Webb saw red for the away team as half-time approached. So, in the second half, Isaac Follin got Dinas Powers started with a goal early on. Follin then made it 2 with 20 minutes of the game left. And on 30 minutes, Follin scored again, making it 3 for Dinas Powers and a hat-trick for Follin. So, Dinas Powers are next back in league action on Saturday, and they're away to Avon United. And Ely Rangers would in league action on Saturday, going down 2-1 away to Aber Valley. Nathan Radminski got an early goal for the home team, but Ethan Cavney got a goal back for Ely Rangers, and it was all squared at half-time. Harry Davis's goal for the home side proved to be the winner. On Saturday, Ely Rangers host Aber Valley, hoping to reverse that result. And Ely Rangers are currently sitting 7th in the table. And we're going to move on to international football now. And Wales were playing on Tuesday, and they were took on Sweden. I almost forgot who they were playing then. and they drew 1-1. So Kayleigh Barton's 22nd international goal. So Wales come from behind to claim a stunning 1-1 draw with Sweden at the racecourse. And Wales were playing in front of a home crowd of 6,077, which is a record for a home fixture outside of Cardiff. But it was the visitor Sweden who dominated for long periods of play and took an early lead. But Wales is defended resolutely and were awarded a second half penalty following a handball. Barton drilled her shot from the spot as Rhiann Wilkinson celebrates a year in charge with what was her side's first point of the Nations League campaign. And that comes against the side that's actually ranked 25 places higher in FIFA. We know that Rhiann Wilkinson has said, regularly stated, that she's using the Nations League campaign to prepare her side for the Summer Euros in Switzerland. So drawing against a team that's 25 places higher than you, that's a good result there. It's all looking positive for Euros 2025 for the women's team there. But I'm not sure if any of you have seen this now, but IFAB is changing the rules. So that's the International Football Association Board. And they've decided that from the 2025-26 season, that if a goalkeeper holds the ball for longer than 8 seconds, then the opposition team will be awarded a corner kick. And I guess this is just to speed up and to stop time wasting by awarding a corner kick for the opposing team. So it's a tweak to the rules there. I'd be interested to see how it plays out, because the goalkeepers they were only supposed to hold the ball for 5 seconds before anyway. So we'll have a look and we'll see how that happens and how it gets policed. But it'll be interesting to see, especially if a goalkeeper does hold the ball for longer than 8 seconds, and a goal comes from the corner that's given on that. We'll keep it there. IFAB, they do tweak the rules of the game occasionally, but I think this is one that's quite interesting, and I quite personally quite in favour of it. It should speed the game up, and it should make it a bit more interesting, and it's a bit more jeopardy if a goalkeeper does hold the ball and try and keep the play up. So that's your pre-warning now for anyone who watches football. If next season a goalkeeper does hold the ball for too long and you see a corner kick given to the opposing team, then You'll understand why now, but I'm pretty sure that I'll talk about it again before the 25-26 season is in place. So we're going to switch sports here at Bro, and we're going to have a look at how the Devils have been getting on in the Elite Hockey League matches that they've been playing recently here at Bro.
Small.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show on Bro Radio, and it's with me, Mike Fowler. So we're going to have a quick dip now into the Elite Hockey League to see how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on. And since last time we spoke about the Cardiff Devils, they've actually played three games in the week. So we're going to start with the game that they played on Wednesday. So they claimed a convincing 6-2 win against title hopeful Sheffield Steelers in the Elite League. Mitchell Balmes and Evan Mosey exchanged goals in an evenly contested opening period at Cardiff Vindico Arena. Cohen Olszewski then fired the hosts ahead on the half-an-hour mark before Mark Simpson levelled the scores minutes later. Devils then run riot with four goals in the final period, including two from Joey Martin, with Cole Sanford and Cody Donoghue also finding the net. And then the Devils return to action with a Friday night trip to Glasgow Clan, but unfortunately that trip didn't go the way that they were expecting, and unfortunately they lost 4-1 there to Glasgow Clan. So Mitchell Hurd, Cole Ulley and Ryan Swartz with two, all struck before Joey Martin pulled one back for the visitors there. So the Friday night game wasn't really didn't go the way that they were hoping, but they did bounce back from that on Saturday with a stunning 6-0 win over the Fife Flyers. And Josh McDonald put the Devils ahead before Ben Almquist scored his first Cardiff goal to make it 2-0. Brett Perlini added a third in the middle period, and Cole Sanford scored the Devils' fourth just after the midway point. Joey Martin made it 5-0 to start the third period, and Riley Brandt finished off the score in action with the home side 6. As Cardiff, they did make it a really happy St. David's Day for the Devils. So that got them back on track after the unfortunate Friday result. But that does leave the Cardiff Devils in fourth place in the league. And they've played between one and two games less than the teams around them. So again, as we know, they play so many matches so close together that difference can change really quickly. And again, I'm still just amazed that they can play at such a high standard games in quick succession. It's quite a physically demanding game there. Next on Bro, we're going to be looking at the rugby that's taken place around the Vale, and we're still going to be looking forward to the Six Nations action coming up this weekend. All that on Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
If you're an older person living in the Vale, Cardiff and Vale University Health Board and Vale of Glamorgan Council are holding sessions to help you find out more about local services and support. Drop-ins include talks and demonstrations, prize draws, expert advice, plus a range of local service providers including Telecare, Motion Control Dance, With Music in Mind, Public Health Wales, Golden Pass and more. Drop-ins take place on Monday the 10th of March at Penarth Pier, on Tuesday the 11th of March at Barry Memo, and Friday the 14th of March at Cowbridge Town Hall, each from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pop along or find out more by searching for Vale Telecare online.
Good morning.
Listen very carefully. I will say this only once.
Oh, get on with it, Michelle. Pods are performing the hilarious Allo Allo 2, the Camembert Caper, at the Paget Rooms Penarth from 19th to the 22nd of March. Get your tickets at www.ticketsource.co.uk/pods.
From Sully to St Hilary,
the Vale's local radio station.
Together now. All together now.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show on Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're now going to switch the sports now, and we're going to be looking at the rugby that took place in the teams in the Vale over last week, and we're going to have a look forward to the Six Nations action that's going to be taking place on the weekend. And first in the Division 1 of the Admiral League, Barry will be playing their next season despite a narrow 24-21 defeat to Abercynon. A late try from promotion-chasing visitors snatched victory away from Barry at the Reservoir Field. Although the disappointment was tempered by the news that both Rubina and Porth Quins lost, ensuring the Bombers have avoided relegation with three matches left to play. Barry turned in an excellent performance against one of the division's leading teams. Victor Corahons scored twice in the first half as the players stuck to the game plan. The second try showed what Barry are capable at their best. The ball was won at a line-out. The players went through the phases, breaking the game line every time, and Tom Perry put in a superb grubber kick for Corahons to finish the move. A brief wobble in the second half was swiftly corrected, and Josh Edwards grabbed Barry's third try. And with two conversions from Owen Rees, the Bombers stayed ahead until Abercynon struck late with their fourth try. Barry's next game is at Rhydyfelin on March the 22nd before the season ends with home games against Llanishan on April the 5th and St Joseph's on April the 12th. And also in Division 1, Penarth remain a point clear at the top following an 87-10 demolition of a depleted Rubina side who ended up with just 13 men on the field as they finally conceded relegation. St Joseph's also maintained the pressure on their title rivals with a 45-28 victory over Llanishan. Elsewhere on St David's Day, Cowbridge remain on course for promotion from Division 2 with just 4 games to go, after beating Penturk 47-27. Llantwit Major seemed destined for mid-table finish on their maiden Division 3 campaign following a 37-19 loss at Penygraig. And Dinas Powys continued to top Division 4 table after thrashing Ynys Owen 45-5 with just one game to go. But their promotion hopes are fading, with most of the league still having games in hand. And in the WIU Women's Championship, Old Penarthians returned to action with a 20-15 defeat to Unnisty. And that's your local action from around the Vale. But we've got the Six Nations to look forward to, and that's coming up this weekend. And I do say look forward to, and I'm on there because I think the last Wales game against Ireland, yes, it was a loss, but I think there was a different feel about the game. There was a different atmosphere. There was exciting rugby. There was running rugby. There was the players. They looked exciting. There was lots of action going on, and there was tries being scored, which an entertainment. And I think, you know, there was definitely a performance in the last Wales game. It's just unfortunate they are going up to Scotland. I mean, it would have been great if they could have carried on the momentum with the home crowd backing them. I do think it's a good chance, and if they play like they played against Ireland, I'm starting to think that maybe the Welsh team has turned the corner now, and they'll be a good performance against Scotland. So I'm looking forward to that. I love all sport, but the Six Nations, it's kind of that one time of year where I do get excited every Saturday or Sunday when a game's coming on. And anyone who sort of knows me knows that I go for a bit of an emotional cycle, especially with the Wales team, when in the last few years. But even before the Ireland game, you always the day before the game, really excited, and you think, oh, maybe there's a chance. But this time, I do actually think there's a good chance there. So the team's not been announced yet, but when it does, it will be available for you here at Bro Radio, so you'll be able to keep up with the with the announcements that take place there. We're still waiting to hear if there's a permanent coach in the near future as well for the Wales team. But it's nice, it's exciting, and you know, it's feeling different, and for me, I'm excited about the game taking place, and then even more excited because the following week then it's the Six Nations Super Sunday and Super Saturday. Sorry, see, that's how excited I am. I'm getting my days all mixed up on there, and that's all three matches taking place at the same time. But we'll go more into detail of that next week, and hopefully I can bring you information of a Wales victory or even a very good performance. But yeah, the last game on Saturday the 15th is again going to be at home, and that's going to be against England on there. So yeah, so exciting times ahead, and I do hope it's going to be a good game, and they just continue from where they were the last time they came out, and just carry on the same creativity and play the same game plan there, because it was very exciting, it was very fast, it was an entertaining game of rugby. And you've got to say that they did push Ireland quite far, and Ireland are probably one of the best teams in the world, definitely one of the best in the Northern Hemisphere, as their world ranking will tell you. But they always give a good game, and to come up and play against Ireland the way that Wales did, and remember they were leading at half time as well, I just think that does show good performance, good excitement, and something to look forward to. So what have we got here coming up at Bonex? So I'm going to be telling you about how you can get in touch with me and what you can do to potentially yourself be here on the radio here at Bro.
Full of
This is your Monday Night Sports Show at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So, we're coming to the end of another week here. But if there's a sport that you think I should be talking about, then use my email, sport@broradio.fm, or find us on the social medias and tell me all about this sport that you think I should be talking about. And if there's a sports team, sports club, or sport that you think needs a bit of a spotlight shown on it, again, get in touch with me using the same ways. And I can be talking about the club, the team, or the sport that you're so passionate about. Even better, you could come in and talk to me about the sport, and we could tell between us, the people of the Vale, all about the sport that you like playing so much. And it's not just playing the sport. If there's a coach or somebody from behind the scenes who you think the club or the sport wouldn't run without, then let me know. Again, use the email address, sport@broradio.fm, or find us on the social medias, and I could be talking about that person that you think without their support, the club wouldn't be able to take place, or the events wouldn't be able to happen, because as well as getting out and playing, we know there's a small army of volunteers with every sports club that keep them going, and they're the unsung heroes of your sports teams there as well. So if there's somebody in particular you think, you know, they've been at the club for a number of years, or you think that things wouldn't happen without, just let me know and we can give them their a couple of minutes of fame here, and everyone across the Vale can hear what a fantastic job they're doing. But up next year on Bro, we've got the evening show.
And I'm biting on my tongue, and I keep stalling and keeping it together. People around gotta find something to say now. Holding back every day the same. Don't wanna be a loner. Listen to me, oh no. I never say anything at all, but with nothing to consider, they forget my name. Aim, aim, aim. They call me Hell. They call me Stacey. They call me Hell. They call me Jay. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Quiet Girl, but I'm a riot. Mary Jo Lisa, always the same. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. I'm Mr. Catch if they throw me the ball. I'm the last trip standing up against the wall. Hey. They call me Hell. They call me Stacey. They call me Her. They call me Jay. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Quiet Girl, but I'm a liar. Mary Jo Lisa, always the same. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name.
Are you?
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
At Case UK, we're all about providing mental health and wellbeing support that shines through. And we're proud to have opened our new Case Cafe at the YMCA. We are here Monday through Saturday, serving up our delicious own blend of fair trade coffee and a tasty menu catering for all dietary needs. We've a pretty good kids menu too. Case Cafe is run by some fab local people from Barry, and we offer fully funded support for mental or physical health. Just in case. Case Cafe. You'll find us at the YMCA on Court Road or see ymcabarry.org.uk.
Mae croeso i bawb yn y ganolfan bwyd a mwy Llanylldyd Fawr. Byddem wrth ein bodd pe bai'ch yn ymuno â ni ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis. Cewch gwrdd â grwpiau cymunedol a sefydliadau lleol wrth iddynt ymgynnull yng nghanolfan CF61. Mae cyngor a chefnogaeth am ddim. Gallwch gwrdd â phreswylwyr eraill dros baned braf o de. Ac mae cyfle i gael awyr iach yng ngerddi hyfryd CF61. Ewch i'r ganolfan bwyd a mwy yn Llanylldyd Fawr rhwng hanner ar wedi 12 a hanner ar wedi 2 ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis yng nghanolfan CF61 ar Heol yr Orsaf.
Climate change. What can I do?
What difference will I make?
I'm just one person.
But there are 3 million of us in Wales, and together small changes add up. So the question is not,
what can I do?
The question is,
what can we do?
No one can do everything.
But everyone can do something.
Search Climate Action Wales and click My Green Choices to find out what you can do to save money, improve your well-being, and help create a greener Wales. Together, we can make a difference.
We're recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. Visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker, this is Bro Radio.